Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Upper Hunter Show is coming back bigger and better than ever after receiving a large boost in funding ahead of its planned event next month. Organisers of the local tradition have been handed a $45,000 grant as part of the New South Wales Government's Country Show Support Package. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell welcomed the grant, which will help organisers present a real country show entertainment for the whole family. He says it will allow the show to go ahead for generations to come. There are competitions and entries are being called on for events such as the School Cattle Day and Beef Cattle, while there are other entries like art, cooking, handicrafts and photography available too. The Upper Hunter Show 2022 is set to take place over Friday and Saturday on March 18th and 19th. Hunter Valley Transportation users are being warned a major maintenance shutdown will disrupt the train lines as of tomorrow. The Australian Rail Track Corporation are undertaking essential works on the Hunter Valley network from Newcastle to Yulin and Narrabri. Temporary traffic controls will be in place along Willow Trees Level Crossing on Merriwar Road and Wingen Level Crossing on Gately's Road. Motorists are advised that traffic controls will be in place, especially as heavy machinery will be around the tracks alongside other movement on the rail line. The work will commence at 6:30 a.m. and is expected to continue until Friday. The ARTC have apologised for any inconveniences it may cause residents and thanks them for their patience during this time. And motorists are also advised of changed overnight traffic conditions on the New England Highway at Ravensworth starting tonight. Work is underway to widen the existing bridge deck and the installation of new steel barrier rails at the Liddell Deviation Bridge. The changes will be carried out from 7 p.m. until 5 a.m. on Monday to Thursday nights and is expected to be completed over the next 3 months. Single lane closures will be in place during working hours with alternating traffic flow, and a reduced speed limit of 40 kilometres an hour will be in place for the safety of motorists and workers.